One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want to guess their jingle as they sing it and sing it with them?
Are you going to act like I've never seen this show before?
Ooh, spooky episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lunchtime with Smosh.
That was scary as hell, man.
I know, dude. I might have pee pee poo pooed a little bit, but don't look.
No, you did. I can see it.
I kept it all within me underpants. Hello everyone, welcome to Lunchtime with Smosh. Today we're joined by the spookiest member of the cast, Damien Hogg.
I feel like I vie for that position with Amanda all the time, but thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for dying your hair black for this episode too.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Amanda's spooky. Amanda like has all these like ghost stories where it's like, yeah, I used to have a bunkmate that was a ghost and I could see ghouls and but anyway, I mean I'll take it. Thank you. Yeah, I dyed my hair black just for this episode.
So you could be the spooky member.
If my hair was any lighter, everyone would be like, come on, that didn't
come
happen.
On, you knew that's the theme of the episode, bro. You knew the theme.
Is this your new hair debut?
I guess, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, I was kind of sick of doing all the products to try to keep my hair kind of silver and white, and it never got back to the like white it was at the start of dyeing it. So I was just like, screw it, I'll go dark again. And this is a little darker than I initially thought, but like, I'll take it. And well, now I look like I'm emotional kid.
Great.
This episode is a little darker than we thought.
It is darker because today we are talking about our childhood fears. Or things we believed as children, you know, those kind of scary things. Also, later on in the episode, we're going to have a surprise special guest.
So don't fast forward.
Don't fast forward.
Through every
don't fast
second
forward.
Beforehand.
You can't fast forward.
You have
that's
to
cheating.
Earn it. You have to earn it.
Yeah. You sit here, listen to the whole thing, and you better not be listening to this on 2x speed.
No, if we have to sit here in real time, so do you.
I'm going to talk so fast that you can't listen to it on 2x speed. If you try to listen on 2x speed, you're not going to know what I'm saying.
Boom.
I do listen to audiobooks like that.
I listen to this one audiobook, and unfortunately, it was voiced by the guy who wrote the book. And,
oh, no.
And look, like, not everyone's a good voice actor, and this man is very old. A lot of mouth sounds.
Like
you hear it.
No.
Like,
no.
And it's just like, bro,
just
come
on. On your noise canceling headphones.
Well, I was
nothing but mouth sound.
I was listening to it in my car, which has like a pretty good sound system. So I have it like kind of high because I'm on a highway. And so just like that was like loud.
You're like, wow, I've never heard mouth sounds with bass.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a giant standing behind you in line at the DMV eating Teddy Grahams, just like, and you're like, yeah, this is what this is like.
It's exactly what it was like.
Thank
it was
you.
Horrible.
Aaron, you like the DMV.
I love the DMV, actually, canonically, yeah.
That's one thing that we haven't told anyone that Aaron is the DMV's biggest fan.
I'm their biggest fan?
Yeah.
Or they're my.
Actually,
like,
I think they're a little bit above. I think they're your biggest.
They love to see me coming. Yeah, I'm always there. Always.
You're always getting your license suspended.
Yeah, always trying to get out a ticket.
They're just trying to see you more often. Yeah. They're like, come on, visit us.
I did actually when I first moved to LA. Guess how many parking tickets I got?
Four.
No, don't tell me it was more than five.
Seven.
Seven.
It was like 16.
Six.
What? In what span of time?
Yeah,
Aaron,
it's not a
realize.
Like the first year.
What?
Wait,
the signs
are
so. No, the signs are so confusing here.
Aaron,
it's like you can park here between 12. And two, but not on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, it can be 3:30 to 4. Like, it's so confusing.
That is true.
It does take a minute to figure out. I don't know if it takes really 14 tickets to figure out.
Well,
16 is a bit.
I just kept
much.
Like hoping. I was like, well, like maybe they just like won't see my car. You know, like
I think that was the problem. Yeah.
When do you think we're gonna get our first furry in the
Senate? I think.
How do you know they're not already there?
Oh, there's plenty
Millard Fillmore. Millard Fillmore was the first
full
furry
name.
President. Thank you.
How do you know?
Oh, there's all sorts of literature.
There's lots of
literature. Leaked literature.
You go on to AO3.com, and there's all sorts of stories about Millard Fillmore being a furry.
Oh, so like fiction stories, not like historical
textbooks. These are called fan truths.
Got it.
Oh.
Got it.
Fan nonfiction?
Correct. Fan nonfiction.
All right. So we have food here today?
We do. Okay, so this food is catered towards Damien specifically. We've got...
Okay.
foods that make sense just
it's
for
just
Damien.
A pile of mayonnaise?
Is it a pile of anime?
This first one might not make a lot of sense.
Nice.
It's a little bit of a stretch. We have German stuff.
German stuff. Pfeffernüsse. These were I grew up eating these cookies and Stollen is it looks so good, it's not. And then assorted wafers, yeah, I mean
I will say they look very good. Second thing I think you will be more excited about.
This is not a drink. I thought it would be.
We have Damien's special vanilla milk.
Vanilla milk.
That was like a commercial.
I have been informed that this is like your specialty.
I mean, sure.
Called out.
Is it alcoholic or is it just vanilla milk?
No, that's called grown-up milk. So vanilla milk.
There's syrup too.
So let me take a step back here. Vanilla milk was something that, you know, think about it. Chocolate milk, strawberry milk, vanilla milk.
What flavor is milk then?
That's cow sap or udder juice or the silent M.
Awesome.
So you take some of the farmer's gift, a.k.a. milk, and you mix it with some vanilla. I personally like vanilla extract, and usually I would use some kind of sugar, not like a syrup, but go
syrup
off.
Could probably work, mark. Right?
Hey, now you're thinking with vanilla milk. But no, when I was broke as a joke, like after college dropoutery and...
Well, vanilla extract is a bit of a premium.
It is. You got to go straight to the Beaver for that. Mm.
It's pure, nothing but pure vanilla.
Yep.
Sorry. Everything else has been
beavers
extracted.
Beavers are where false vanilla flavoring comes from.
It's beaver. Really? It's like a beaver's anus, right?
What?
Glands. Yeah.
Why
Whoa.
Would you?
Yeah.
Can't wait
this
to have it.
This is all new for a vegan to learn.
Yeah. The fake vanilla.
Give me it straight from the source.
Is it marketed that way? Like, what does it say? It.
No, they're not like straight from straight from Paul Bunyan's little buddy firing out the back of him. No. So when I was living with Shane, I remember like he had someone over and it was like 1 a.m. and they're like, "God, I'm starving." I'm like, "Oh, if you're hungry, I can make you some vanilla milk." Just like straight up.
I love that you were absolutely that one roommate.
Yeah.
Like, well, you could have some vanilla milk.
Wait, so have you had this before?
Yeah, milk and vanilla, you wouldn't believe it. Tastes pretty good.
I'm dying to try this.
It sounds good.
And dig Aaron. In.
But dig in.
Wait, oh, that's right. So, Aaron, you could have them too, right?
I sure can.
Yeah, have them.
This is like a gingerbread with sort of like a harder, sugary outside.
Let's pretend
that Aaron's eating Pfeffernüsse means like pepper nuts.
Oh, it's so Christmassy.
Ooh, Damien just put the whole thing in.
You would usually have this around the like winter holidays.
I feel like I've had that for Christmas.
It tastes like a gingerbread cookie.
There's like Lebkuchen and Pfeffernüsse that would usually be served together. It's just like these pepper little cookies.
What is it? This peppermint?
Like gingerbread.
Oh.
Like a dry gingerbread.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
It is good. I would have that again.
Is this your first time having it?
It was my first time.
Nice.
I'm saving it for later.
It's kind of triggering me that you have it balancing on your knee.
Why is that
jealous
triggering?
That you can't do that?
Were you abused by a cookie on a knee?
Oh gosh,
what's triggering?
What is that little? What are you, little
this
guy?
This looks great. What are these called?
Is that raisin?
This is Stollen. It's like raisin croissant bread kind of stuff. Aaron,
I've actually had vegan Stollen before.
Oh really?
In Germany.
You've had vegan Stollen. You didn't buy it or nothing.
Yeah. No.
Where does the name originate? What does it mean?
That one I don't know.
Okay.
Stollen.
Damien, cook us up some vanilla milk.
All right. Speaking of hand in hand, we're
I
putting
smell that
milk in
I
your
smell
hand.
Smell that vanilla. Okay, so you definitely got the milk.
Oh, I got the milk.
All right.
You'll know that on account of it came from an udder.
All right, brothers and sisters.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, milk it up. Hey, milk it down.
Hey, here's the milk.
To a night of lecherous deeds.
Damien's special vanilla milk handmade in-house.
First sip.
Tastes like milk.
Ooh.
With?
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
There you go. Now you're getting it.
No, like this actually does taste like a melted milkshake.
Now imagine it was nighttime and you warmed this up in a mug in the microwave.
Okay. But you gotta have like a little
22.
Light. And you gotta have a little light dusting of something on top. Like a little dusting of.
This is good.
Cinnamon or something.
Dip one of these in there.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
A little cinnamon in?
Yeah, dip one of
a little wafer moment.
Of cinnamon
yeah.
On top.
Wafer looks like a cannoli.
A wafer moment. Like
okay, not going to lie, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is really are you guys just going to sit here and drink milk?
Dude,
episode?
I think you cooked with this one.
Thank you. And how else do you expect us to get strong bones and teeth, Ariana?
Right.
Yum. I mean, the extra creamy oat milk is already good on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm trying to like take away from your victory, but oh, this is dang, dude.
Dude, this is really good.
Do you guys want to get into your fears?
I just want to drink this milk.
This is one of my fears. Just with three grown men drinking milk.
Look, there's a reason an udder has four spouts. Come on down.
There's four of us.
Join on in with the milk.
I am okay.
Okay. Childhood fears?
Yep.
The ocean?
Mm.
Crabs?
Crabs?
What kind?
From the ocean.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know what
the other ones were.
When I was
I think land crabs are just scorpions or spiders, so yeah. Crabs from the ocean.
Yeah, crabs from the ocean. Yeah. Yeah. No, because when I was a kid, I was at the... I feel like I might have told this story before, but I was prancing along the beach, and the water washed up on my legs, and when it washed back down, there was suddenly a crab in front of me.
Whoa.
And it was scary.
Did it pinch you?
No.
Dude, remember when we were in Hawaii and you... put your finger out, and there was a fish that bit your finger.
Yeah, it took a chunk out of
my finger. Fish can bite?
There was a specific fish had like a beak, and it bit his finger off. Well, not off.
Yeah, it bit my finger clean off. No. Yeah. It did take a chunk out of my thumb, though.
Yeah.
And then I freaked out because I was like kind of like far out in the water, and I freaked out that like a shark could like smell my blood.
Mm.
So I swam so freaking fast back to shore. Like my goggles were like tearing off my face.
That's crazy.
Because I remember we were both like individually out there snorkeling, and then I just see Ian booking it back. and I swam back thinking that he like, I don't know, like something got him.
Yeah.
I was severely injured.
Well, also there's like danger there and Ian just left. So he's just like, hey, dude, did you make it out of there? Yeah. I tried to warn you, but I forgot.
Look, yeah, there was a shark, bro.
It wasn't his blood. And the sharks follow your scent like Wile E. Coyote in a pie.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do is you have to sort of paint a tunnel onto a wall.
Exactly.
With sharks, and so they end up like swimming at you, and then they go right into the tunnel, and then you go, and you try to go in, but then a train from underwater hits you,
pretty,
and you hold up a sign, and you're like, yikes.
Yeah. Looney Tunes logic.
Yeah. Whoa.
My fear...
There's fish with human teeth, by the way. I need you to look that up.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
My fear was simply falling asleep because I would have night terrors, panic attacks, derealization, depersonalization...
All wrapped in one.
What's derealization?
It's nuts.
That's where nothing feels real, and you feel like you're outside of your body, and you feel like you're a consciousness inside your head observing reality, but you're not part of it.
Mm-hmm. Hate that.
And then also sleep paralysis. So yeah, I would have all that stuff. So I was just afraid of falling asleep.
Whoa.
What would you do to not fall asleep?
Well, I would stare awake at the ceiling, and it would start turn into like hallucinations where it would look like it would form different shapes and stuff, and then I would eventually fall asleep, but then I would sleepwalk and have a panic attack anyway. So it was great. It was a good time.
Do you think maybe you just had mold in your house?
What? Yeah, those
did it get better when
mold?
You moved? Did it get better when you moved out of that house?
No, it got better into my teenage years, but no, it was really bad. But in my sleep, all of my stress would come out, and I grinded my teeth down to little. My baby teeth were grinded down to little teeny tiny little transparent nubs.
No. My dentist calls them baby nubs.
Really?
No, but it's like
my dentist called it that too.
Baby nubs. No, but I was sorry I did that to you twice in one episode. But like I feel very similar. I would have like nightmare after nightmare after nightmare all about stuff that like no child would like have reference of to like make in your brain. I do feel you on that. Not the night like sleepwalking stuff, but I would stare at the ceiling and just. You know,
like be afraid of
kind
of
like wow, wow, and kind of yeah.
Well, your eyes, that was a good imitation of that sound.
Thank you. But in Ian's defense, I did used to eat just a bunch of mold hand over fist.
Yeah,
we called it mold night at the Haas household, and we would just they'd be like, eat up, kids.
Yeah. Like a fun old German tradition.
Yeah. So, did you have any fears?
I had a lot of fears, but like nightmare related, I used to always have this reoccurring nightmare that my American Girl dolls would come to life and tickle me.
Ooh.
And that was really scary.
Well, that's because they actually did.
Yeah, they did do that a few times.
And you didn't want to be tickled because you didn't want to laugh
and
experience joy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then also there was this CSI episode. Did you ever see the one where it's like all the like mini figurines? It was like this like
that doesn't do well with the doll
like,
one.
They're like tiny. And I like used to like have a dream that I was like stuck in those like tiny figurines.
Wait, why was this a CSI episode?
I don't know, but like that was the only CSI episode that scared me. Like,
did
not
the
like murders
come
and
to life.
No,
I think there was an episode of like Are You Afraid of the Dark or something where there was like a dollhouse and the things that happened in dollhouse would happen to the people in real life or something. There was some horror with that and that always freaked me out.
I think the killer just like was obsessed with recreating the crime scene with miniatures. So there was nothing spooky about it.
That gives you away every time.
I think the dollhouse thing doesn't work for me because I would always make my dolls fuck.
I used to do that with my Sims.
Ian. Gulp. Gulp. Don't look behind you.
They're right behind me, aren't they?
I had another one, if y'all don't mind.
Yes.
You got a whole cornucopia of childhood fears?
A whole a cavalcade of fears. Oh, nice. So you talking about like miniatures, it made me realize like I used to love spooky stuff as a kid, but I didn't know the difference when I'd say like, I want to watch a horror movie. And then it would be like this murderer killer person and I don't care. I'm like, no, a horror movie. And then I'm like, oh, cool. There's a goblin and a ghost. Like, that's what I wanted. But objects were really freaky to me. Like, I remember being a little kid and my parents had these like really tall lamps in the corner, like either corner of their room. And, like I wasn't really supposed to go in there, so it was like really dark and I'd see like the lamps, they just like had this like imposing figure to them, and my brain did the like simulacrum thing where I'm like, that actually looks like an eye. Okay, now it looks like I'm being watched by these really imposing things.
Right.
And I would get really afraid of certain objects. Like
I did that all the time. I still do that.
Yeah?
In my room, yeah.
Just like shapes.
Because I have like a the things that clothes are on.
A clothing rack.
Clothing rack. I have a with like jackets and like
that rack where you put clothes on. What is that called?
And I always think it's a person standing in my corner, and I'm like, oh, it's just my.
Yes.
Table. Yeah.
I also set up skeletons at my table because right now I'm doing like a Decemberween thing, and sometimes I see them. I'm like, that skeleton almost looked like a person, but thank God it's only.
I thought that was a bit at first, and then I remembered that you are Damien, so that was not a bit. You do, yeah. That makes sense.
But I gave him a little hat.
Yep.
You're like, why does it look like a person? It's just a skeleton with a hat.
Thank goodness it was just you, skeleton. I call them Skele-Mom and Skele-Dad, and we don't have to get into why, but I like it.
Does it have to do with what he would make him the dolls do?
No, God, no.
Okay.
Wait, do you like set them up so they're like doing different things?
No, they're just sitting at the table. It's a
nice
family
dinner.
Wait, hold
on. You have skeletons that are sitting.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a bit. It's Damien. He meant that.
Okay.
I've got pictures.
So wait. Sorry.
they're out all year round. Okay, for Decemberween, I gave them little hats.
Okay. So so in the dead of summer.
Yeah.
It's hot outside. There's a lot of sun. Everyone's out, you know, doing summer activities.
But not me.
You have a dining room.
I'd say table in a room.
So a table in a room, and at that table always. How many seats to this table?
I mean, four, but really you can pull up as many as you want, Ian.
Okay, so four so four seats to this table, and two of those seats are taken up full time by two skeletons.
By mom and dad.
By mom and
Skele-Mom and Skele-Dad. I would thank you to get their names right.
Skele-Mom and Skele-Dad.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I appreciate you. Aaron, I appreciate it.
Are they wearing clothes?
No, they're skeletons. What do they got to keep warm? Except for the little hats, and that's why it's festive.
Are their hands on the table, or are they holding onto forks and knives?
No, that'd be insane. Are you kidding me? You can't articulate that. They don't have any people meat.
Okay, if there's more than two people that need to eat at this table, do you
move them?
There's
oh. that's not
going to
happen.
Real.
Anthony, that's not going to happen.
You're like, two's pretty rare. Even.
I just described a bunch of skeletons at my table. I don't think people are going to be really coming over. That's okay.
Dude, this vanilla milk hidden, bro.
Yeah.
I know, you keep actually drinking it.
I drink all of
they
mine.
They downed theirs. They finished theirs immediately.
And I had to swish around.
When did that happen?
Because there were sugar crystals in there, and I want to scoop them up.
Wow.
And there's still some sugar crystal trails.
That's money on the ground right there.
So I do have a list of your guys' fears. And Damien has a few more that he hasn't touched on. One having to do with trash. With trash bags.
You're of trash?
No.
Like littering?
No. Well, yeah, the environs, poor thing. No, it was kind of similar, like going up to my parents' room in the dark. It was I would have to like take the trash out to the curb, and it would be like really dark at night, and I'd just hear the like rumbling of this kind of hollow, like only half full plastic trash can, and it was just me, and there was like no one else. But the thought would enter of just like, what if there is someone else? And then I'd have to do the like SpongeBob run from the dumpster back to the Krusty Krab of like. Screaming and you know, you get it.
Yeah,
you were born in 2009.
Yeah, cool. 2009. You guys haven't seen that scene in SpongeBob? Have you seen SpongeBob?
They're both way older.
Yeah, but I think I only watched the first two seasons.
That's crazy.
It's in the first two seasons.
Really?
The Hash-Slinging Slasher.
Which, what? I don't remember.
You gotta watch more SpongeBob.
Dude, you gotta watch the movie, dog.
I assumed it was like Pokemon, where the moment that those movies came out, everything was downhill.
Well, it was supposed to end with the movie.
Oh, the first Pokemon movie was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire. Oh, but remember the short in the beginning where you cried because you were so embarrassed?
Yeah. It was really embarrassing.
You pissed yourself and went all up the back or what?
We saw the first Pokemon movie in theaters together. I think we were 12.
Yeah, I think my parents went to see The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, and dropped us off, and we're like, we're seeing Pokemon.
Yeah,
and there's this short at the beginning where there's a bunch of like Jigglypuff singing, and all the different Pokemon are singing. And I looked over, I was like, because we weren't expecting the short at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I looked over, and Ian was sitting there traumatized with tears down his eyes.
It's the tears of embarrassment. You ever get those?
No.
Because he was sitting there next to his bro crying.
Really?
It wasn't crying from like, it was sad.
That would have been better.
Yeah,
no.
What were you crying at?
No, you never had like tears of embarrassment where something is just so embarrassing and cringe
that you
like tear up?
What are
Actually,
you talking about?
I've had that movie. I had that more or less.
Really?
Yeah, because my dad took me to see it. And it was the kind of thing where like, I don't remember that beginning short. But, like, it was the kind of thing where, you know, you as a kid don't have perspective, but you want to tell your parents, like, dude, this is going to be
so good.
Like, Pokemon fighting is so cool. Like, you will love this. My dad took me, and I'm like, okay, yes, here we go. Now you're going to get it. And for those of you that don't have perspective on the Pokemon first movie, they were really limited in what, like, animation and violence they could show.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking of, like, fire-breathing stuff, and this dude comes in with, like, a vine whip, but it's weak to the fire, and, you know, oh, this is going to be so cool. They literally just would, like, kind of, like, bump into each other like this. Like, it was kind of tackling, but they were kind of just like,
yeah.
And I remember watching that and thinking like, oh no, this isn't right at all. And then there was a really emotional scene that was corny as hell, and that was the moment I snapped out.
When Ash fucking dies and turns into stone.
Yeah.
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 Wait, I thought it was Pikachu died, turned into stone.
No.
Ash cried on
Pikachu. No, other way around.
Other way around.
Pikachu cried.
Pikachu cries
on Ash's.
Yeah, sorry. You can't kill Pikachu in a kid's Pokemon. Yeah. I don't care how quick you bring him back.
No, you can kill a child, but you can't kill Pikachu.
That's fine.
But Pikachu cries on Ash's corpse?
I think that's when I got the tears of embarrassment.
So you're telling me?
Maybe.
Because that was so lame.
It was very corny.
So there's a moment in every young millennial boy's life where they're watching this Pokemon movie and just cry from embarrassment.
Embarrassment, yeah.
I could see.
I was in a similar vein, although I don't know if I cried, but another really embarrassing moment from my childhood was when my parents finally let me choose music to play in the car.
Oh, God, no.
And I, at
was
that moment,
Park?
I loved Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool. And then, you know, it was like, it was one step closer. It was like, shut up. And my dad said something where he's like, not a very creative song.
Oh, yeah.
there's this breakdown
where Chester just says, shut up when I'm talking to you. Shut up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then the breakdown.
And he says, I'm about to break.
Ian had a separate breakdown.
And then for Linkin Park and all music, when I was like growing up, I never like paid attention to like the lyrics.
Yeah.
And like looking back, I'm like, yeah, those lyrics are very cringe.
Yeah.
But then
we made Shut Up the tagline of an entire.
Is that a Chester quote?
Yeah. At the beginning of every Smosh video, it's a Chester quote.
Yeah.
I have a fear of that in the present day of picking music. I can't.
Yeah.
I hate putting music while driving because I'm like, I like weird stuff, I think, and this is going to.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to hate this, and they're going to be like, what even is this?
Do you guys have any like weird childhood fears?
Don't think crabs was a weird childhood fear?
No, because like they.
I'm still afraid of getting crabs.
They can pinch you.
Oh.
Like I was scared of Michael Jackson, like anything like in that vein.
That's not that weird.
I'm just making sure Keith's not here. In retrospect, that is a valid fear to have.
I believed some weird shit. For some reason, I believed that thunder was the sound of clouds crashing together.
That's a cool theory, though.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's like kind
of
sick.
An origin myth of like, well, when the clouds crash together and they're fighting.
It sounds like an ancient myth that like humans would have believed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you have to have explanations for stuff happening, and if you look up at the clouds, bright and flashy, and you hear a rumble, I don't think that's
like the craziest. I only hear thunder when the clouds are moving fast. Yeah, I mean, I guess it checks. You know, it might be true.
Yeah,
it tracks. Yeah.
Mm.
Do I have fears that I wrote on there?
You put fearless, actually.
Oh yeah, no fear. That you know that clothing brand?
Yeah.
It's based off of me.
I'm afraid of Obey.
No fear.
But I only obey No Fear.
Wow.
We got to bring No Fear back. I feel like I bet we could like buy that brand for like $5.
Every time you say something like that, it does hurt a little bit.
Every cool kid, not cool kid, but every like edgy kid had like a shirt and said No Fear.
They were the guys that grew up to get nautical stars tattooed on their elbows.
Yeah. Nautical stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, nautical stars.
Yeah, look it up.
Does your generation not have the ocean or astrology?
What's nautical about us? I can't look at it. My phone's too far away.
It's like a star, but like every side of it. Yeah, it's like black and white.
Got it. I know what you're talking about. Like it has like edges.
Yeah, has edges. Yeah,
it's where they do the like nautical green. S, and that's how every kid.
But that's because it was like for some reason the nautical star was like a Northern California thing, so it'd be like NorCal, and they'd have the nautical star in the middle.
NorCal, so cool, and they would do the star.
Yeah.
Do you guys have smensals growing up?
Now we get to do one. What do you mean?
What is a smensal?
What even is that?
So.
Does every Gen Z lady not know
it? Is that a scented pencil?
It is, and it was recycled, so they would always be gray, and they would just smell. Oh. They'd come in tubes, and they'd smell like grapes.
We did
like
this trash beer. In essential oils. Here you go, Gen Z.
Like jelly pens that would.
Yeah, we'd have like milky pens.
But I do remember sharpening pencils that were like recycled, and you could see all the different colors.
Yeah.
As it would like.
That's crazy. Cool.
We were sniffing that back in the day.
You're huffing on the pencils, the mensals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's why everyone's doing poppers nowadays.
That's so true.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Should we bring out our special guest?
Sure.
Come on out, special guest.
Barack Hussein Obama.
No, sorry, it's not Barack Obama. Sorry.
We'll one up that.
It's your internet mom, Ash.
Wow.
Oh my God! Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm
hello.
So close to you guys.
Uh-huh. We brought you on to hear what you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I actually have a really good one from when I was a child.
Yeah.
So my mom saw the movie Twisters, and I thought it wasn't real. Like I didn't think twisters or anything, tornadoes were real. And I was watching the Weather Channel one day with my mom, and there was like a tornado warning somewhere, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get took. So like I was afraid of wind, like a little breeze, I was done.
You're like, that's real.
Oh, like that's where I was going to get
actually,
me.
Actually, I forgot this fear of mine. I legit had a fear. I would watch for funnel clouds forming.
Okay.
And, one time I was so scared because there'd be like reports of, you know, twister warnings.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see a funnel cloud form and I was terrified as a kid.
You guys get tornadoes in Sacramento?
There were a little like funnel clouds every once in a while would form. Like they never, they would touch down only every once in a while.
They just pick up one guy like, back to the sky.
Yeah. And we never hear from him again.
Yeah.
That's
legit.
Well, because I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. So it was like always windy because it's
exactly. Someone's got to be first to be taken.
And it was.
I will be chosen by the.
I was like eight, and I was like, I gotta go, guys.
Yeah,
it's time.
Did it ever confuse you guys with like that's when I see like a random pair of shoes like in downtown. I'm like, well, the one good person got took. So
is that what happened?
Yes, they got raptured. I remember like growing up with tornado stuff. It would be tornado watch and tornado warning.
Yes,
and watch was always the one where it was like. Maybe. And tornado warning was like, you're straight fucked. And so I was always confused because I'm like.
It was confusing.
Yeah. It's like, warning, it could happen. Watch, there's one right now. But no, it's.
It
was hard to know.
Yeah.
Watch was they were trying to get more viewers. They're like turning it into an entertainment. You know, it's like an.
Tornado watch 20.
Yeah. Like,
01.
Come watch us watch the tornado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take someone.
Yeah.
Who will be chosen?
Yeah.
It's like the Hunger Games, but with tornadoes.
Right.
I love how that's what we would all do, though, whenever there was a storm. Like, we would watch the news. I mean, I think people just check Twitter.
So before phones,
we would watch. What's the news?
Well, you see her, and sometimes we'd wind up our jalopy and go to what's called a talkie. And that's what we're called a.
Yeah. Aaron, they always make fun of you, but, like, I feel you.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm with you, girlfriend. Especially Smensals.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ally.
You were
ally.
I love Smensals.
What was your favorite Smensal Smint?
Scent. I remember there was like a cherry, there was watermelon. They have like some crazy ones, but I remember them being gray specifically
because
I would like peel the outside off and just look at it, and I felt like it looked wrong.
They were really ugly.
Yeah.
They could have made them cuter.
They smelled really good, but they were ugly.
You like didn't even want to use it because
Did you guys ever have that situation where like someone would be like, oh, smell this as a kid, and then they'd like jam it into your face? Like, I remember a kid like shoving something up my nose once, and I think that was it for me on like scented stick.
I don't think that was bullied. Yeah, I don't know if that's universal.
I think you were bullied.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, everyone was just
my friends were just joking around.
can we take five?
I feel like the best artificial fruit flavor is cherry.
I agree.
Just say it.
The worst is grape.
Oh,
for sure.
I was going to say I like grape, and I know
banana.
That's problematic.
Aaron, I know they make fun of you, but I see you.
What did you say?
Stinko
I said,
pencils?
I was going to say grape.
Grape is the best?
I know that's problematic, but it tastes like cough medicine.
Grape is scientifically the best one.
I do like grape, but I would always, cherry, if I had to choose, it would always be cherry.
Ian, do you have anything to say?
Just double fisting mics right now. Banana. Can go to hell.
Oh, what's the best?
I do agree with that.
What are you talking about?
I do agree with that.
Grapes and bananas are so good.
The best, strawberry.
Okay.
Okay, that's
pretty basic.
I think that's fair.
That's like a save.
And so the council has decided that with our commonalities of strawberry, we will unite. In German, that's Erdbeeren, which is earth berries. So that works.
Whoa.
It is the whole earth.
But isn't a strawberry not even a berry?
What?
It's a
Because like the
the seeds
on the outside, right?
Not that fruit isn't exciting, but back to the topic of the episode. I'm curious: is there anything that you believed as a kid that like you're like, why did I think that?
Oh my god, I feel like that's my whole childhood. I don't know, like.
I thought humanity was going in a positive direction.
No. I was like, I was such an anxious kid. I mean, I'm an anxious adult too, so like nothing's really changed. But probably like the whole wind thing.
Just
oh my god!
Wind
just wind.
Yeah, just all wind thing, and then probably I hope I can talk about this.
Go for it. You can always cut it if you don't.
For the longest time, because like sex education is like not a thing, I literally thought that sex was just like when you lay on top of each other.
That's so funny.
Like I did not realize that anything else happened for the longest.
That's how
time.
It works.
I mean, that is how it works.
Yeah,
but
just
yeah,
no movement,
just
touch.
I mean, yeah, sex
sexually
is like
active. No, sexually passive. Actually, thank
sex
you.
Is like a heated weighted blanket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
That's how they do it in Sims too. So like, I get how you could get
exactly yeah.
Spider-Man's
exactly.
Wrestling.
Like, what are they doing
under
the blankets? And like, why are rose petals flying? If it was confusing.
Exactly. There's nothing else that happens, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
Whatever you do, don't go. Don't take your family's dictionary and look up the word sex, which I did as a kid.
Well, did you learn anything?
Yeah, what it was. Okay. It was just a dude going like, "Nice, dude." It was like, "No, if you made it here, you've unlocked the next stage of your awkward teenage years." Turn to page 69 to continue. I remember asking my dad when I was like 4 or 5 years old, like, hey, what's the difference between boys and girls? And he was like, well, what do you think it is? And I was like, yeah,
like,
right?
One's masculine,
thanks,
one's feminine. Done. Yeah.
He's like, gender's a spectrum. I was like, I was like, girls have long hair and boys have short hair. And he was like, no. And he talked about, you know, the more anatomical specifics. And I was like, actually, with gender versus sex assigned at birth, I was not crazy far off. Sometimes, kind of. Like,
yeah, because you were thinking about sex as gender.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say that one of my childhood fears was talking about sex with my mom. That was
that's
scary.
So fair.
I was scared of that.
Every
like
afternoon,
I'm
like clockwork.
That, to be honest, I'm like, it's like no one needs to know.
I'm good now. I don't care now. But as a kid, I was just like I wouldn't even curse around my mom. I'd be like so scared that I don't know.
Oh, you just mean the idea of like, oh, I met this nice person and like. Because I thought you meant like conversationally, just like
that too.
So what do you think about it?
That too.
What are your hot takes?
Yeah, what do you think about? Did you have it before?
I remember the when I was seeing this girl and I was a teenager. My mom was like, so, and I was like, oh no, it's happening. And she was like, are you just so you know, you should use protection. I was like, okay, yes. And then like, we didn't have any more conversation about it after that. It was great. I got out of it.
Then you put on a mech suit of armor and you're like way ahead of you.
Bro knows
fully
what a mech
protected.
Suit is.
So you guys like knew before you had the talk.
I definitely did.
Knew. Oh, like I knew it was coming?
Yeah. No, like you knew what it was. Like
oh.
Sex.
Yeah.
Like you didn't find out from your parents.
Yeah, I didn't have the talk till I was 16, so I hope I knew.
Like I went to public school.
Right.
Yeah.
We did plenty of research.
Right.
Yeah, I told you I went to BOOBS.com when I was 12.
It spells Penn Island. I had the talk from my parents because I remember like it getting to be like early teens, like no, like not early teens, like preteens, where it's like maybe you're about to have that conversation. And I mentioned to a friend who was like 1 year older that I didn't know what it was. And he was like, oh, want me to tell you? And I was like, no, I actually think generally you're supposed to have that talk with your parents. And he was like, okay. And so I went home and I was just like, hey, what is that? And then they were like, okay, well, if you're old enough to ask, you're old enough to know. And so yeah.
That's so wholesome.
That's actually
I think,
good.
Dog, I think I'm just autistic. No, actually, I think it's not
that's fair.
To.
I was gonna be like, "Damn, they really raised you to be so upfront."
Well,
they
have open. Like,
they did. They did, and that was how it went. But I look back and I'm like, "Oh, I think I would have rebelled against that if I weren't like, oh, that's the way things are supposed
right.
to be." And there you go. Like
that's
what was,
crazy.
What was your experience with the talk?
Yeah, you had it before. Or what?
Well, I can't remember specifically the talk, but I do remember, and you know this story. When I tried to show my mom a website, and this was very early on in having the internet, and I typed it wrong and it went to a porn site. And so like one of the first times, and I think possibly the first time that I saw another woman's breasts
whoa.
Exposed
was with your mom,
was with my mom standing right next to me. And I went to the website, this picture loads of this naked woman. And I was like, this is not the website. This is not the website. And she was like, uh-huh.
Yeah. You should have just leaned
crazy.
Into it and been like, what do you think?
And then, later on, because I was like, I was in high school, I think. And then later on that night, I went back there.
That's
you made
crazy.
The same mistake twice.
Yeah. No, well, without her there.
You accidentally typed it wrong twice.
Yeah. Oops, oh yeah. Oops. Yeah. Oh gosh, dang it. Oh yeah, I did it wrong again. every day for the past 2 weeks.
Actually, I will say like with Neopets, this is going somewhere. I promise. There was like a puzzle game, and my friend had told me like, no, you can look up the like solution to the puzzle to get a bunch of points like racked up really quickly. And I was like, great. And they were like, here's the website. And the website was legit, but there was like a banner ad that featured like 9 times out of 10 a naked lady. And so I was just like, gotta do this puzzle again. Guess it's puzzle time. Like, here I go. Like, yeah.
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 Ash, have you ever accidentally watched porn with your parents?
Gladly no.
Okay.
And I like to keep it that way.
Yeah, you should keep it that way. I highly recommend you keep it that way.
But like, it's a good story. It's like good lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you had the talk properly?
I probably was about 12, I think. 11, 12-ish. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a fair time.
Yeah.
Again, like I went to public school, so like
right.
I heard about it,
right.
but I was like too afraid to ask anything.
Yeah.
So eventually I brought it up to my mom and I was just like, hey, so what are all the kids talking about? Like, I'm so confused.
Fair.
Yeah.
It was time to know.
It was time to know.
Yeah.
And like, was my mom ready to let me know? I don't know. Like, she's that type. Like, she wasn't really strict, but she definitely wasn't like wild and spirited.
Yeah. Did she give you like just a brief?
Very brief. Very lesson. Just like, this happens and this happens and this could happen.
And she's like, and I gotta go now, bye.
That was kind of mine. It was very like a mechanical, like, well, you see.
Yes.
This
when
is
when
this.
A man loves a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. And that was fine. I like
that's
it
all
that
you
way.
Needed.
Yeah. And I keep it that way. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And you've never talked about it since?
Nope. 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 As far as she knows,
yep.
Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
It has to be so scary to be like a parent and your kid come to you and be like, give me the talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, haven't you accidentally clicked on a weird website before? Come on.
Don't you know already?
Yeah.
If I ever have a kid and they'll be like, what's sex? I'm like, let me just pull up like a Hank Green video.
Hi, Vsauce. Michael here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll pull up a Vsauce video. Like, if I can get Vsauce to explain sex,
yeah.
I feel like that would just be better
That's fair.
For everyone.
That's fair.
Behind a paywall, though, and like rightfully so, but like.
That's fair. My mom had to pull up like diagrams and tutorials because I had already like known, but I was so scared that I was going to get in trouble if she like knew that I knew. So I pretended like I was really confused.
Oh, that's funny.
To the point where she like thought I was dumb because she was like, how are you not getting
and
it?
And you're just like, why?
I'm like, I don't
why?
Get it. But yeah, I played dumb. So she had to pull up diagrams and pictures.
Actually, I think everyone should play dumb with their parents so that it embarrasses their parents more than the child.
Yeah. No, she was really mad when she found out that I already knew. She was like, why did you do
that? How did she find out?
Because I told her.
You let that slip?
Like a few years later, I was like, I already knew.
Oh.
Because at that point, it's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like, obviously, if you have kids in the room, probably they're not here already, but boot them out. I remember being like way too young to like, again, my family's vibe is like, if you're old enough to ask, you're old enough to know. So I was like, 4 when I went up to my dad and I was like, hey, Dad, Santa Claus real? He's like, no. And I'm like, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. And I just like walk away. My mom gets home from whatever she's doing and I like walk up to her and I'm like, hey, guess what? I just learned Santa's not real. And she's like, she's like shooting daggers at my dad with her eyes. And she was just, for the next like few years, she sort of made me pretend that I like didn't know.
She made you pretend that you did not.
Yeah. If it was like present time, it'd be like, okay, kids, dinner's over. Time to go upstairs and play around and we'll hope no one sneaks by while I'm in the bathroom. you'll never believe it. He did.
Whoa.
Wow.
Every time. My sister, who's like 7 years my senior, was like, you know, she's doing this for you. I'm like, dog, I already know too. Like, it's not my fault.
Was anyone scared of those holiday myths?
No.
Like of Santa or the Tooth Fairy breaking into your house.
I mean, the concept of it is kind of weird, like, but to teach to kids.
It is really weird to say, like, someone's going to take your teeth.
Yeah, like, something they collect weird. It.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing with my teeth, bro?
I'm so sorry we didn't offer you any vanilla.
Okay,
milk.
I'm so happy you bring this up because I'm very curious.
Did you want
about
some
it.
Vanilla milk?
Can I have a sip? Milk.
You can have a sip of mine. If
okay.
You're, you want if the you're lukewarm down. Oat vanilla?
Let's see. Okay. Can I get
a drum roll?
Yeah.
I bet it's better cold. Okay. I will say.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's got to be intentionally warm if it's going to be warm.
Overall, like, it's not bad.
On the bottom, maybe you gotta mix it up.
No,
a
I got
bit.
A little bit. Okay. I did get a little bit.
It's like one of those shrimp on the bottom yogurts.
You know what? It's not bad. Like, it kind of reminds me of milkshake a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
That's what he
I
said.
Think I would do it.
Hey, thank you.
Well, see, you are worthy.
Thanks. I'm going to chase my dreams.
You could be anything you want now that you know you can make all of us vanilla milk.
I'm going to be a criminal.
Yeah, go do it.
I'm going to do crime.
Yeah?
Embezzle milk from the earth.
Where can they find you, Ash?
So you can find me on youtube.com/yourinternetmomAsh. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ashley Ippolito, IPPOLITO.
Boom.
It's really fun. I promise I'm a good time.
Well, thank you so much for dropping in.
Thank you so much. This was a surprise to me.
It was a surprise to all of us.
Yeah, I was just coming in to say, hey, I was like, do you want to come in? I said, sure. Okay. I look cute. So why not?
You had some milk.
I got milk.
Now fly in the fears.
I got milk. It's a great time. Great time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we got through all of our topics. Is there anything silly, random, goofy that you guys want to talk about right now?
It's
100 degrees in
we
this
can also
room.
Just like check in, like, how is everyone like mental health wise, like how are you guys doing?
My mental health is it's pretty good.
Oh.
You know, the issue is like ever since the time change I keep waking up before 6 a.m which I think is bullshit.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be able to see the sunrise every morning.
Yeah,
so that's
you don't
cool.
like waking up before sunrise? That sounds great. I love that.
I like when there's light coming into my room and I'm like, so that's nice. But if it's like before that and I'm trying to go back to sleep and then the sun starts rising and the light comes into my room, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you got to get like an eye mask.
I don't like how eye masks like adhere to your face.
That's fair.
So
you got to take out your eyes.
Yeah.
What I've done, I picked up this trick from my friend, is I just keep a long sleeve shirt on my bed and I just drape the sleeve over my face. It's so much better than an eye mask.
Ian, I'm glad you're sitting down because I'm about to tell you about curtains. So curtains are sick.
I have curtains, but light still gets through.
Okay.
My dude.
And when you keep a long sleeve shirt next to you on the bed, it feels like someone's kind of there with you.
Right. Because you want someone to like just
yeah, but
that's
you
know,
so
intimate.
Yeah. Nine's a crowd.
Well, I'm happy you're happy.
I didn't say that.
Oh. I'm happy you're.
But
okay.
I'm mostly well rested.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah,
I'm doing well. I literally can't say anything else except I'm doing.
You got a new piercing or two or three.
Yeah. Got lots of new fun stuff. Lots of new painful stuff. It was a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Was the cheek painful? You said they like they like poke a hole of your skin out. Right?
They use this tool.
It was just like vomited up my milk.
they use this tool with like a little hole and it like a hole punch. Right.
As a leather craftsman, I know exactly what that's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, there's usually grommets that go in there.
Yes. Wallace's
and grommets. Yeah. Do people know that you used to be a
leather craftsman? Smosh, yeah, that was my like part-time job. I made like collars and harnesses for a leather shop. I also got a new tattoo. It's just like one day fresh. Like my sleeve is finally finished.
Nice.
If you want to see it, you have to go to his Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. So sorry.
He won't show it here.
Exclusive.
Won't
content.
Show it here.
It just needs to. It's a little like. Scuffed like in terms of like under a bandage and a little like icky. Also, I had some like new anime stuff premiere, which is cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
can you say the names?
Yeah, Ranma Half, or people call it like Ranma One Half. It was like a really popular one in the 80s that they remade, and I play a fun character that I like a lot. So
is that the one with the tool that you told me about earlier?
Yeah, the umbrella.
The umbrella? Yeah.
Whoa. Why'd you refer to it as a tool?
Because I didn't want to spoil it if it was something special.
Now
you could
got it.
Yeah.
You did the voice in Delicious in Dungeon, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one, right?
Yeah.
Is it coming back for more?
They did announce a season two, yes.
Oh.
Dude, it's nothing else beyond there being a season two is confirmed, though. So.
I've loved how... The games channel has had you come in to do a whole bunch of voiceovers for stuff like
Smosh Main, Bit City.
Oh yeah, and Bit City as well. You've been doing a whole bunch of voiceover stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that you've been able to pull up with more of your voiceover work.
That's been fun. Yeah, I've been stoked to do that. It's funny because doing more conventions lately, like obviously, like a lot of people would know me from Smosh, and then some people only knew me from the voice acting stuff. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
And this is a time where people start to go like. Oh, did that guy? You're the one that.
You're the same guy.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Life's good.
How are you, Aaron?
I have an announcement, and I think you guys are going to be proud of me.
Should I be sitting?
Wait. Should we take guesses?
Oh wait, should we turn on the AC for this?
Take a guess.
We're not turning the AC on, Damien.
Oh, what's up? Okay.
You should guess. I don't think you're going to guess it.
You're on a new antidepressant.
I am on one. Well, just a one. Yeah, that is related to it, though.
Oh,
you're close.
Oh, you are not depressed for the first time in X amount of years.
Well, like kind of, like still a little bit, but not yet. That's not what I'm going to say.
Oh, Damien, your turn.
You
I got another guess after him.
I'm
going to let him go first.
You bet somebody that you could eat an entire fried acorn squash in one go.
Damn.
And they said, nuh-uh, and then you did.
How close is he?
How close is he on that?
I have never heard of an acorn squash.
Oh.
It's a generational thing. Gen Z.
They just don't know. Acorn squashes fell off.
You were too
busy
playing Neopets.
Right. You have a therapist that isn't going to fire you.
Your therapist can't fire you. They just break up with you.
Right. Okay. But did you get a good therapist?
I did get a new therapist. We have not broken up yet, but we've only met twice. So, okay. And I got a psychiatrist, but that's how you get antidepressants.
Right.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Any more guesses, or do you want me to reveal?
Reveal.
Okay, so the antidepressants kicked in, and I'm no longer attracted to TikTok fuckboys.
Let's go!
They like immediately give me the ick now.
Wow.
That's great.
Turns out I was just like sad.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that the cure for anyone watching right now?
If you are attracted to TikTok fuckboys, go get on Wellbutrin.
Well,
I loved Wellbutrin. I am one of the
Yes, no, there's so many people in the office that love Wellbutrin.
And I am the biggest
honestly,
opponent.
Like,
I can't
do
it
now for them.
I am one of the 1 in 100,000 people that it gave me like terrible hives and I had like an allergic reaction.
Oh,
so for 1 week I was like, wow, is this how everyone feels all the time? And then my body was like, and I just couldn't survive. So now I'm on a different one and I haven't taken my ADHD meds in 2 weeks because it's helping with the facial tics to not do that.
Nice.
But I'm happy for your thing.
Thanks, yeah.
So you're a Wellby.
Yes.
You're a Wallaby.
Sorry, that took me a second.
What's a Wellby?
It's Wellbutrin.
I'm just making up a nickname for people that take Wellbutrin.
Yeah. There's a lot of Wellbies in this building.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We don't endorse any specific antidepressant, by the way. Speak to a professional.
Fluvoxamine! Yes. Air.
Fluvoxamine.
Represent!
Okay.
Been on any of these, so people say the names like I should know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first one I've ever been on.
You're kind of like in a special club when you take antidepressants because people always talk about, I tried this one. And it's kind of like people talking about like cars that they drive. I haven't tried those either. Yeah. I haven't tried antidepressants. Yeah.
Well, if you're ever wondering, is it just depression making my life bad? you like take it and then you're like, oh, it was. So if you feel
that's
that way.
That's awesome.
Do you guys want to do your little jingle?
Yeah.
You want to guess their jingle as they sing it and sing it with them?
Are you going to act like I've never seen this show before?
Have you? Most people, most other cast members haven't.
Wow. I what's that like? Customers. Come on, guys. Let's all sing the jingle together. And a one, and a two, and a three.
Funny YouTube questions. Funny YouTube questions.
You did not know what you were saying.
What?
You did not know what you were saying.
I was trying to match your notes. Go on. Three, two, one. Watch, I'll close my eyes. Three, two, one. Lunchtime with Smosh. Yeah, it's time for lunch with Smosh.
My eyes were closed. I couldn't tell if Ian was saying that or... Yeah, you said that, right? Because that was what we normally say.
Yeah, that's what we normally say. Okay, yeah. Cool. Wow, you got it, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have seen the show. I didn't make it that far.
No, oh, that's most people don't.
Yeah.
Hey, and we've never had an honest person on the show.
That's
is,
so true.
We this is like, yeah, nobody makes it this far in these podcasts, which is why I save most of my really, really bad takes for the end.
Yeah, yeah. You should go, you should, if you're still watching, go back. And if you haven't before, watch past the 3 minute mark.
Yeah.
It gets really messed up.
It's amazing I haven't been canceled yet. Cause
right.
Like
and I've
all
always said
the
Well, the retention rate for the first minute is pretty good. And then it's just, it's like 1% after the first.
That's by design. So I could get out everything that I need
right.
to get out
of. Yeah. The after the first like 180 seconds.
Yeah.
You need to mix it into the mid rolls where you're like, this is brought to you by Rocket Money. I actually think all birds should be put on a boat and sunk. And then like, thanks again to Rocket Money for.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Just putting, putting the worst take in between two ad reads. Ooh. We should start doing that.
See if we can get away with it.
I think Ian kidding. Specifically is going to be excited about this question.
Great.
Is it about cars?
This is from at Epic Potato RT6X.
Finally.
What is your favorite natural disaster?
Event that happened or
is
type?
It a specific? Yeah, a specific instance?
It's open to your interpretation.
Okay. You can't say Challenger explosion.
Yeah, he already said that.
That's not natural.
Well,
I did that.
I wish I could. I wish I could say. I wish I could say the Halifax explosion, but that was not natural.
I have one, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I have never heard of specific instances of this happening, and it's a pretty like messed up thing. So please don't take this in any specific way of like it tied to an actual event. But there are those certain lakes that are like at the bottom of like a valley basin that, for whatever reason, collect. And like release carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide so that like there's no oxygen when you're walking toward it. So it's the kind of thing where like by the time you get to the lake and you realize like, oh, I haven't had a good breath of air in like a long time. Like you just go there and everything is just like dead on the ground. It's like, why?
Oh, like a bog?
Yeah, it's like a phantom like spooky bog. And there's brine oceans or brine lakes at the bottom of oceans that are like separate oceans. At the bottom of oceans.
So you can start to feel like lightheaded by the time you get there because there's little oxygen in the air?
Yeah. It's like all, it's like the carbon dioxide or whatever it is like so heavy and so dense and so plentiful that like the oxygen is not there for you to breathe. So you're fully just in a non-oxygenated area, but you have no idea. And I think that's real spooky. And I think that's where cool legends come from, where they're like, this lake is cursed.
Yeah.
I think Pompeii is.
I was going to say Pompeii.
Yeah, Pompeii's pretty sick.
Pompeii. Yeah.
Just because it froze.
It preserved.
Preserved like this like time capsule of what life was.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yeah, apparently people were screaming all the time and like in the streets. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all saying, ah, lava!
Ah! And that was
didn't they I feel like they just, this, I don't know if this is I don't remember now if this is Pompeii, but I think it was. But they found that, like, they essentially had restaurants that were kind of like Chipotle.
What?
Where they had, like, yeah, they had, like, this table with these, like, holes in it. And they're like, we think that, like, they put the food in here and it would be like heated from the bottom.
So you're saying Pompeii had Chipotle.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You could just call it a buffet.
Cameron's nodding.
So badly anthropologists to be wrong about some stuff. I want people to be like, like the craziest inventor dude in your neighborhood is just like, oh, that guy's kind of nuts, stay away from him. And we find it years later. We're like, oh yeah, these holes have different like items in them. And then you can get spanakopita and they have like grape leaves there. It's like, no, this guy is just like, I invented the septuple toilet. Everybody shits and there's seven of you. And like, that's what we find. We're like, yes, we think it was a food distribution.
I also like how instead of them saying, or wherever you learned this, instead of them saying, oh, they had buffet style setups for food, they called it a Chipotle. Yeah.
Chipotle is the best way to describe it. They are getting go before that pyroclastic flow hits.
I was
going to
say
know?
Pyroclastic wow. flow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
getting go before the pyroclastic flow.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
I was trying to think of pyroclastic flow. Yep.
That's the shirt. That's how you get everybody to watch this.
That's true.
Chipotle. Can we sell that shirt?
Pyroclastic flow.
I don't know. Good. Talk to Mallory.
Dude.
Get it to go before the pyroclastic flow.
Good branding.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Comes from at Rockstar Coffee. Would you rather have 5-year-old Anthony or 5 Anthonys?
Five Anthonys.
That's, no question.
That's interesting. I would have said 5-year-old Anthony.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to know why to all these answers.
Do you want to like take care of them or something?
No, like we could like use it for content and it'd be okay.
Use it.
His pronouns are he, him.
Yeah, at least say use him.
Yeah.
Use him like an object.
No, now they're going to hate
him. He is a human.
Now they're going to hate on me in the comments.
He is a human. He is 5 years old, but that still means he's human.
They won't tell you this, though. The Industrial Revolution was lit. These kids all the time, like, yeah, their fingers can get in the gears that are gunked up with all the other kids.
Who else is going
to
do it?
They're also there to boost morale, and that's what a 5-year-old Anthony would do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, you're saying that we're going to use 5-year-old Anthony to get his little child fingers into
Well, no, this is not Industrial Revolution era London.
Okay, got it.
But I'm just saying, like, there's got to be something Tim can't do.
That's true.
Like,
true.
You want me to connect these lines, mister? And then zap, zap, zap. And then no more 5-year-old Anthony.
That's
and
how he I could talked sleep. When I was 5, too.
Oh,
he could sleep in the little server room, too. It's nice and warm in there.
Why do you want 5 of me, bro?
I mean, there's so much you could do with 5 Anthony.
What are you going to do with...
A lot more than a 5-year-old Anthony.
I just think, like, current Anthony, like, wouldn't want to be selfish enough to, like, have 5 versions of himself. Like, that would be taking up way too much space. And so I was thinking about what current Anthony would
be. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to take up too much space. 5 of me is too much.
Yeah.
Here's my thought, Anthony.
Yeah?
You're a very fit individual. 5 sure. Anthony adults.
Okay.
5 hamster wheels. You want to power this entire studio for basically free?
True.
Yeah.
4
I don't know how good I am at long distance, and I don't know how good I am at running.
That's
long
enough talk out of you.
With rounded surfaces.
You can take steps.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5 Anthonys coming on Christmas time. We attach 5 Anthonys to a sleigh.
This I'm into.
Be pretty funny.
I'm into that.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Santa and his reindeer.
Yeah,
but except
but it's Anthony.
Just different, yeah. And there's no Santa.
Am I wearing clothes?
I bet he could pull pretty hard. Yeah, you're clothed.
Okay.
Wait.
But only but not that much.
But one of you, we pinch your nose real hard and then we let go later. We find Tim Allen. We kill Tim Allen.
Okay, good.
Ian, you're the new Tim Allen.
Oh.
We just wrote a really good movie.
Sure.
Five Anthonys and an Ian.
And a baby and a funeral and a pizza place.
And a Santa and a sled and a reindeer and a half clothed man.
Mahu.
Well, no, we didn't say half clothed. Oh. It said clothed where it's important.
Bare back, bare butt, Ian.
Yeah, Mike Tyson style.
At Sean Tron 3332, is there anything you miss about Sacramento?
Ooh. Ooh.
Family.
Ooh.
That's it.
Aw. Aw. Now I have to say that.
No, you don't.
No, because if I say. Because if I say, like at Alberto's, the Mexican restaurant.
That implies you miss it more
like,
than your family.
Yeah, so now I can't say, but I do, but yeah. We don't have San Diego-style Mexican food in LA.
You don't miss your family.
But strangely, Sacramento does, which is further, much further away from San Diego. But
interesting.
Yeah, so I miss big, fat burritos.
More than your mom?
And what do you miss about?
I didn't say more than my mom. I miss my family. Just let it be clear. I miss my family. Okay, Damien.
Probably Adalberto's and Ian's mom. Aaron, where can people find you?
Here. And nowhere else.
I miss Ian's mom more than Ian misses his mom.
I have a really good photo of Ian's mom when we shot Food Battle, like longingly looking at you. I think I've showed you before. I'll show you it after this. We can pop it up on the screen. It's been
looking at Ian like, wow.
No,
I'm
looking at you.
At me?
Yeah, like she's so proud of you.
It's typical.
Ian, why is your mom
It's typical that she's proud of you.
Yeah. I'll show you after.
Wow. Cursed.
Okay.
Christopher.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Damien.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love the work you guys do here. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Of course.
That seemed sarcastic, but
I you can find me at Damien Haas on all socials, including Twitch. I'm also on Blue Sky now.
And you can see his full tattoo there.
You can see the full tattoo. Watch Delicious Dungeon and Ron Mahaff on Netflix now, as well as My Happy Marriage on Netflix now.
Yeah. And you can also find Damien on Smosh Pit and Smosh Games and Smosh Main and Smosh Cast and Anthony Padilla.
In your house and under the floorboards and yelling at you through your car exhaust. And when you think you're having a dream, it's really me on your bed spitting Teddy Grahams into your mouth from a distance.
What do you guys think of the Fefanusa? Have another.
I'm okay. I'm good. I still have a little bit right here. See?
Everyone, send a picture of your vanilla milk. And the best vanilla milk will win.
Bye.
Our adoration. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't commit.
Oh, I wonder why there's a parasocial thing going on.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.